6 past 12 and 80 degrees in Santa Fe as At Noon continues from KSFR News on Thursday, August 28th. Coming up this hour, more on the neighborhood uproar over how the school district is rebuilding the Atalaya School in the Santa Fe Historic District. A number of scientists at the Los Alamos National Lab are getting special recognition for their work. And a fun way to learn how to build buildings that are green. Santa Fe Community College is going to teach it by using video games. I'm Bill Dupuy, back with those stories, 60 Seconds with Christopher Hagan, and more after we check local headlines. The question of gay marriage continues to draw comment in New Mexico. Archbishop Michael Sheehan is the latest to come out against the trend. He says the Catholic Church is stepping up their opposition to the trend.
It's the oldest institution of humanity. It goes back to Adam and Eve. The Bible says Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. When we move away from that, we're going into uncharted territory, and it causes me sadness and deep concern. The bishops of the state and, of course, the bishops of the church, are disappointed by this fact, and we think it's going to be a harmful thing for the society in which we live.
Archbishop Michael Sheehan on Channel 7 News. Meanwhile, all of New Mexico's county clerks are asking the state Supreme Court to issue a binding opinion on same-sex marriage. All 33 county clerks signed onto a petition yesterday urging the court to clear up the issue. The Albuquerque Journal says the clerks are uncertain whether they can legally alter marriage application forms to make them gender neutral. The jobless rate in Santa Fe and the rest of New Mexico continues to improve. The latest numbers show the unemployment rate for Santa Fe at 5.8%. For the state as a whole, 7.5%. Both are down slightly from last year at this time. Santa Feans who live in the neighborhood around the Atalaya School are complaining about plans for the new building. Numbers turned out last night to complain about the size, shape, and noise. Complaints started surfacing at last week's school board meeting.
We have been exposed to a lot of light at night, and we've lost our starry skies. There's the issue of noise, and it's not the noise of children playing on the playgrounds. That's great noise. This is the noise of a loudspeaker. There are megaphones, I guess is what you would call them, on the exteriors of the buildings, and every single announcement is made through the public address system, and it reverberates through the neighborhood, and it feels like an industrial park.
We'll listen in on more comments as At Noon continues with the feature segment in just a few minutes. Rebuilding the school will cost nearly $14 million. Battles over cell phone towers are heating up south of Santa Fe. KOB Television reports that Rio Rancho City Council has voted to deny an appeal by AT&T to build a 65-foot tower near a neighborhood playground. Meanwhile, town officials in Corrales are facing a federal lawsuit for denying AT&T's application for a tower to be built near a number of private homes. Law enforcement agencies around the state are gearing up for the upcoming holiday weekend, part of a nationwide effort to cut down on traffic fatalities as vacationers hit the road. New Mexico officials say they're taking a particularly aggressive approach because of the state's poor DWI record. The former director of the Housing Authority in Gallup has been indicted on charges of theft and fraud. The charges say he and a colleague conspired to steal nearly $100,000 in federal funds provided by the Housing and Urban Development Department. On Wall Street, stocks are up across the board. The Dow Jones ahead 48 points at 14,872. In weather for Santa Fe, mid-80s for highs today and tomorrow, with a slight chance for an afternoon shower, but those chances improved to 40% both Saturday and Sunday. More coming up.
Support for KSFR comes from Upaya Zen Center, a Zen Buddhist practice training and service center for engaged Buddhism. Upaya is open to the community for daily meditation sits, Wednesday night Dharma talks, and outstanding trainings and retreats. September 20th to 22nd, Ado Francis Carney and Shinzon Palma present Wisdom Teachings of Ryokan, the Spiritual Dynamics of Simplicity. To learn more, call 986-8518 or visit upaya.org. That's upaya.org.
12:11 on At Noon from KSFR News. More now on complaints about the design of the Atalaya Elementary School that's being built in Santa Fe's historic district. Neighbors have come out with strong opinions about the way the planning has gone. They say the building is going to be too tall, the area too noisy, the parking lot too bright at night. Complaints actually started coming at last week's school board meeting.
What's going on, what the plans are, is to build a gymnasium that's 32 feet high on top of fill dirt. It's not at the ground level. They've gone ahead already and have piled up like anywhere from like 10 to 15 feet of soil. So you'll have it that the top of that gymnasium is going to be over 40 feet above the adjacent grade. Very unusual in Santa Fe. There's not many places that like that. That's like that. And this is supposed to be a place where children are, you know, get the best. What's going to happen if nothing changes from now? Well, you're going to have a community that's very sad. You're going to and a school board and a system that people don't think works at all. And the children will be forced to live in that environment, and we're going to lose our natural beauty.
I felt like there was a disregard for aesthetics, the issues of light pollution and noise pollution. And, you know, I question the architecture. When I've looked at some of his work and some of the plans, I see a lack of landscaping, which to me in a residential, in a beautiful residential neighborhood, would seem essential. And not just for us, but for the kids. We want to create that. That's a huge part of, I think, their learning, is learning in a beautiful environment. And I honestly don't see that happening.
The forest industry has learned a long time ago that you don't just go start knocking down trees. You have meetings. You have public input. You invite the players to the table. To do so is to ask for injunctions, is to ask for legal action. And I'm sorry, but you all have done that. And I'm not a litigious person, but the thought has crossed my mind right now, because you've destroyed my property value to a great extent. The whole concept of building the dirt up 15 feet to put a 33-foot gym on top of is ludicrous. I mean, honestly, look at the neighborhood. St. John's gym is bermed way down into the ground. Santa Fe Prep gym is bermed, is kind of bermed is the appropriate word, but it's dug down into the ground. So the big objections are pretty simple. They were easy to overcome in the first place. They should have been overcome in the first place. The architect should have had the professionalism to know that they needed to be overcome in the first place, and you all should have reviewed it better.
What's a little bit frustrating to see the outrage at the lack of public review of this project is that the mechanisms do exist for the public review of a project like this. The school board has simply decided not to go that route. It's ironic because the state has decided to go that route with any of their projects that are in the historic districts of Santa Fe.
We have been exposed to a lot of light at night, and we've lost our starry skies. There's the issue of noise, and it's not the noise of children playing on the playgrounds. That's great noise. This is the noise of a loudspeaker. There are megaphones, I guess is what you would call them, on the exteriors of the buildings, and every single announcement is made through the public address system, and it reverberates through the neighborhood, and it feels like an industrial park.
The forest industry has learned a long time ago that you don't just go start knocking down trees. You have meetings. You have public input. You invite the players to the table. To do so is to ask for injunctions, is to ask for legal action. And I'm sorry, but you all have done that. And I'm not a litigious person, but the thought has crossed my mind right now, because you've destroyed my property value to a great extent. The whole concept of building the dirt up 15 feet to put a 33-foot gym on top of is ludicrous. I mean, honestly, look at the neighborhood. St. John's gym is bermed way down into the ground. Santa Fe Prep gym is bermed, is, I don't know if bermed is the appropriate word, but it's dug down into the ground. So The big objections are pretty simple. They were easy to overcome in the first place. They should have been overcome in the first place. The architect should have had the professionalism to know that they needed to be overcome in the first place, and you all should have reviewed it better.
This problem could easily be avoided with better design. The roof level of the new gym should be no higher than the existing building, and that would give a unified look to the new school. The gym could be built at least 10 feet lower to do this. The flow for the students would not be altered significantly by having a slightly lower level. It is not too late for a change to the design and construction work should be stopped until it is reconsidered.
I welcome the construction and the year that this construction is going to be going on, because the noise level of the construction is far less obtrusive than the noise level of the loudspeakers that other people have mentioned. So I'm considering we've got a year off from having to hear everything from the Pledge of Allegiance to phone calls to the menu.
Comments of neighbors around the Adelia School on plans to rebuild the building at a cost of nearly $14 million. 12:12 on At Noon from KSFR News. And 80 degrees in our town. Santa Fe Community College has gotten a $1 million grant, very handsome grant, to help students learn about green construction. Amanda Evans is director of the Center for Excellence in Green Building and Energy Conservation at the school and joins us on the line. Linda, we understand it's not only a big grant, but it's this teaching is going to be done in a very special way. Tell us about it.
Well, we have gotten a National Science Foundation grant. It's the first one Santa Fe Community College has gotten. And we're collaborating with an entity up in Massachusetts called the Concord Consortium to create what's called serious games for online learning. One of the things that we teach at Santa Fe Community College is building science, and that's the science of buildings, how moisture moves through buildings and how air flows through buildings and that type of thing. And some of those concepts are really difficult for students to grasp because you're thinking of things like water vapor that you can't really see. And across the country, those are concepts that have been found to be difficult for architecture students, the people who are working in energy efficiency, all types of people. It's just hard concepts. So we came up with the idea of creating online games where students are learning these concepts through playing games where they can be the water vapor molecule, for example. And we collaborated with a group out of Massachusetts. They're going to be actually creating the games, the game engine. And then once the games are created, we'll be implementing them at Santa Fe Community College and three other community colleges around the state.
Sounds like a fun way to learn. How's the money going to be spent?
Well, a lot of it goes to the game development because it's quite expensive to create simulations and that type of online game environment for students. But then once the games are created, we'll be holding workshops in Santa Fe for high school teachers and college teachers who are teaching these concepts. And they'll be coming up to Santa Fe for two different summers, so we'll be doing summer workshops. So part of the grant pays for them to come up to Santa Fe and learn how to use these games, and then they'll be taking them back to their students. And over the following years, they'll be implementing them in the classes, and we'll be doing some tracking of how successful the students are when they've been playing these games. So that's part of the money is going into that evaluation and implementation process.
What are you planning on, a one-year project to develop the game?
We have it for 3 years. So the first year is building the game engine and really creating the games. And then the second 2 years are implementation and getting feedback so that we can fine-tune the games, you know, depending on the student feedback and the instructor feedback. And then after the 3 years, they'll pretty much be available to be pushed out nationally to anybody who wants to use them.
Seriously, it does sound fun. Can we and the public play this game?
No, exactly. You'll be able to go to different online places, and these games will be hosted in different areas, and you'll be able to use them, go online and play them. In fact, the Concord Consortium, who's the game developer, has a website. I think it's concord.consortium.org, and they have done these types of games before with in other fields, so you can really go online and play some of the other games they've done already. And it's much more fun for students to go and do something like that than try and sit in the class and understand a concept that they can't really even see.
Well, who do we call to find out more?
They can call me, and my number is 505-428-1805.
Many thanks. Amanda Evans at Santa Fe Community College. Sounds like a fun way to learn how to build buildings. 1221 on at noon from KSFR News. More coming up.
Support comes from New Mexico Educators Federal Credit Union, where the more you participate in your not-for-profit financial cooperative, the more money you earn. For details on Earn Your Return, go to nmefcu.org or visit their branch on St. Michael's Drive.
Support comes from the Santa Fe Farmers Market, providing fresh, locally grown food to our community. The Farmers Market is now open every Saturday and Tuesday from 7 a.m. to noon in the rail yard. The Southside Market takes place on Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 6 at the Santa Fe Place Mall parking lot, Zafferano entrance. On Sundays from 10 to 4, the market hosts the Rail Yard Artisans Market, featuring fine arts and crafts, food, music, and more. To learn more, visit SantaFeFarmersMarket.com.
1222 now. Los Alamos National Lab is recognizing some of its scientists for the work they do on improving reliability in manufacturing. KSFR's Charles Maynard tells us more.
The honor stems from work done by lab scientists in conjunction with Procter & Gamble Corporation. Mike Amaga was one of the scientists being honored and discusses the award.
Yeah, it's the Feynman Prize, named after the famous physicist that worked here and later, you know, other places and won a Nobel Prize. It was a big surprise for Harry Martz and I. But it's for innovation, and we're recognized for our contributions to what P&G calls reliability technology that it's really dates back to 15 or 20 years ago. So that's P&G's process and tools for assessing, improving, and maintaining or managing reliability, and that's what they kind of developed with some of our work, and then they had a lot of tools and that they did in-house, and they've combined that, and that became their product.
Reliable technology is not a new concept.
Initially, they were concerned about their diaper lines or diaper manufacturing and particular Pampers, and so this is around 1993, and you know, they were really focused on when the machine failed or stopped, how could they fix it faster to bring it back up? And then they started thinking about, you know, can we improve our reliability? And, you know, in other words, keep it up longer so they could, you know, make more. And that's what we refer to as availability, the percentage of time it's up and making things relative to, you know, the total time it could be making diapers. And then they've gone on to use that through, once they found success on the diaper products, they rolled this out to the entire company.
The Los Alamos statisticians had their work cut out for them on this project.
The challenge was they had lots and lots of data. And Harry remembers that they had on the order of 40,000 stops, meaning the line would stop a month. And they were just collecting all this data, but they didn't know what to do with it or how to analyze it. And so Tom Lang, one of the engineers that looked for help, characterizes that as they were data rich but information poor. And so they started talking to, I guess, different reliability experts, and they were in Albuquerque, and the person in Albuquerque pointed to Los Alamos, you know, he said, well, maybe the answer's up on the hill. And they got connected somehow with Harry Martz, who's, you know, my colleague and, you know, who's a statistician. They started talking to him. He used the idea of competing risks, that there was upwards of, you know, hundreds of different failure modes or ways that the line would fail and then stop, and that these are all competing with one another to make the line stop the next time. So it's the analogy to, you know, the humans is that different diseases are competing with each other, like, you know, heart attacks and strokes, you know, cancer. And so he used this idea to first to analyze these data, but then once he could analyze the data, he could develop a simulation model for a line. And that was the key, because once you could simulate, you could change things to see, you know, if it improved it. So, you know,
Mike Hamaga with the Los Alamos National Laboratory
made claims that they've saved billions of dollars, and that's because of they could, by improving reliability, they saved on costs. They either, you know, they were making more, so they didn't have to build new plants, and started viewing this as a manufacturing as a competitive advantage rather than just the cost of doing business with the, you know, the things, the line going down and fixing it.
For KSFR News, I'm Charles Maynard.
Checking other news now. This is the 8th year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. The deadly storm forever changed New Orleans when it made landfall and left more than 1,500 dead and 200,000 homes damaged. It displaced millions of people throughout the Gulf region. Katrina is considered the costliest disaster in the history of the global insurance industry. As for the U.S., the federal government alone has spent $120 billion on the Gulf region after Katrina. USA Today is reporting that the Justice Department will not attempt to challenge state laws that allow for the medical and recreational use of marijuana as long as the drug sales don't conflict with 8 new federal enforcement priorities. Those include the distribution of marijuana to minors and sales that assist or act as cover for trafficking operations. That directive issued today to federal prosecutors across the country. Although the directive issued by Attorney General Eric Holder will apply nationwide, it will largely affect New Mexico and 19 other states that allow for medical marijuana use, and Colorado and Washington, where state laws allow medical and recreational use by adults. Fast food workers in a number of U.S. cities have walked off the job in an attempt to ratchet up pressure on McDonald's and Wendy's to raise wages. Protests that began in New York last year have spread to Boston, Chicago, Denver, San Diego, and Indianapolis. The workers are demanding the right to organize and wages of at least $15 an hour. That would be more than double the federal minimum of $7.25. On average, they now make $9 an hour. Across the nation, the unemployment rate is down slightly, and the U.S. economy expanded at a faster pace in the second quarter as a smaller trade deficit and gains in inventories overshadowed the effects of federal budget cutbacks. The improvement, economists say, is consistent with projections that the U.S. has been able to weather the fallout of government budget cuts and higher taxes and is poised for a rebound.
Support comes from the Santa Fe Farmers Market, providing fresh, locally grown food to our community. The Farmers Market is now open every Saturday and Tuesday from 7 a.m. to noon in the rail yard. The Southside Market takes place on Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 6 at the Santa Fe Place Mall parking lot, Zaffirano entrance. On Sundays from 10 to 4, the market hosts the Rail Yard Artisans Market, featuring fine arts and crafts, food, music, and more. To learn more, visit SantaFeFarmersMarket.com.
80 degrees in Santa Fe, mid-80s for highs today. Slight chance of an afternoon shower. On Wall Street, stocks are up across the board. The S&P 500 ahead nearly half a percentage point. NASDAQ up nearly a full percentage point. And the Dow Jones up a third of a percentage point at 14,873. At noon from KSFR News, Bill Dupuy and the Midday News team with you. Glad to have you with us. 1230 at 1011 KSFR, Santa Fe.
BBC News with Kathy Clugston. Russia has called an impromptu meeting of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council to discuss Syria, the second meeting in as many days. It comes as Western nations consider possible military action against the Syrian government following a chemical weapon attack on rebel suburbs of the capital, Damascus. In a British parliamentary debate ahead of a vote on whether to back the principle of military intervention in Syria, the Prime Minister David Cameron said that in the wake of last week's chemical attack, backing the principle was about Britain's response to what he called a war crime. Mr. Cameron said if no action were taken, Damascus would conclude it could use those weapons again and again. The leader of the main opposition Labour Party, Ed Miliband, said there needed to be what he called compelling evidence that President Assad's administration was to blame, and it was essential to ensure the legality of any military intervention through the United Nations. Syrian state media reports that President Bashar al-Assad has said his country will defend itself against any aggression. The International Committee of the Red Cross says the suffering of civilians is reaching unprecedented levels, and it's called for unconditional access to all areas where people are in need. In other news, a judicial official in Pakistan has overturned the more than 30-year jail sentence handed down to the doctor who helped CIA agents find Osama bin Laden. Dr. Shakil Afridi had been sentenced on various charges and will face a new trial after the official, Shazibzada Mohammed Anis, said the previous judge had exceeded his authority. Egyptian police have arrested two senior members of the Muslim Brotherhood in a continuing clampdown on the organisation. Mohammed al-Beltaghi, a former member of parliament and vocal opponent of the military takeover, was wanted by police on allegations of incitement to violence. The other arrest is of a former Labour minister, Khaled al-Azhari. BBC News.
The Women in Transition course at Santa Fe Community College provides women of all ages and backgrounds the tools to create a more positive future. Women in Transition offers practical information on topics like career building, financial independence, stress management, and more. The 7-week course meets Friday mornings from 9 to 10:50, starting September 6th on the SFCC campus. Partial tuition scholarships are available. To learn more, call 428-1486. That's 428-1486.
At noon from KSFR News, checking our local headlines now. The jobless rate in Santa Fe and the rest of New Mexico continues to improve. The latest numbers show the unemployment rate for Santa Fe at 5.8%. For the state as a whole, 7.5%. Both numbers down slightly from last year at this time. Santa Feans who live in the neighborhood around Atalaya School are complaining about plans for the new building. Numbers turned out last night to complain about the size, the shape, and the noise. Complaints started surfacing at last week's school board meeting.
We have been exposed to a lot of light at night, and we've lost our starry skies. There's the issue of noise, and it's not the noise of children playing on the playgrounds. That's great noise. This is the noise of a loudspeaker. There are megaphones, I guess is what you would call them, on the exteriors of the buildings, and every single announcement is made through the public address system, and it reverberates through the neighborhood, and it feels like an industrial park.
Rebuilding the school will cost nearly $14 million. Battles over cell phone towers are heating up south of Santa Fe. KOB Television reports that Rio Rancho City Council has voted to deny an appeal by AT&T to build a 65-foot tower near a neighborhood playground. Meanwhile, town officials in Corrales are facing a federal lawsuit for denying AT&T's application for a tower to be built near a number of private homes. The former director of the Housing Authority in Gallup has been indicted on charges of theft and fraud. The charges say he and a colleague conspired to steal nearly $100,000 in federal funds provided by the Housing and Urban Development Department. Law enforcement agencies around the state are gearing up for the upcoming holiday weekend. It's part of a nationwide effort to cut down on traffic fatalities as vacationers hit the road. New Mexico officials say they're taking a particularly aggressive approach because of the state's poor DWI record. 80 degrees, mid-80s for highs today.
Do you own a car which can no longer cruise the roads or it needs assistance to get on the interstate? KSFR can help you unburden yourself of such a vehicle Even if you think no one else would want it, you can donate it to KSFR, our public radio station, through an incredibly easy process. Call us to make arrangements at 428-1527. That's 428-1527.
Well, it's 26 now before 1 o'clock, just about as good a time as any for the old curmudgeon for his 60 seconds.
About 2 years ago, I had to change my diet in an attempt to reverse some of the plaque accumulation in my arteries. I was able, at least for now, to dodge the angioplasty bullet. I pretty much stopped eating red meat and dairy. Recently, I saw an episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives where the restaurant's owner made a vegan hamburger that allegedly tasted like a real hamburger. I doubt it. Only a real hamburger tastes like a real hamburger. The cook must have added about 500 pounds of spices to the tofu burger, pretending to be a real burger. I've never had a vegan burger that didn't have a pretend real burger aftertaste. Never. But I'm not knocking meat eaters, human variety, or vegetarians, fruitarians, or vegans. Eat what you want, just so long as it's not I you're roasting on the spit. An ex-girlfriend of mine became vegan, and on Facebook she proselytizes for it. She should have learned as a parent, you can't make the kids eat their vegetables. For KSFR, I'm Christopher Eggplant Hagen.